The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
All right, so this is... Okay, folks, enough of my idiotic rambling. Is everybody filling out Big Fatty's census? You gotta email Big Fatty, ruined at bigfattyonline.com, and ask for the long form and fill out... Oh my God, people are maniacs. Fill out Big Fatty's long form. Cute boy in a Jetta.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Ruined.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1283 of the BFO for Thursday, the 27th of December, 2012. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me. A little show, y'all. Big Fatty is gonna finally catch up on some sense. Big Fatty, that's lovely. Hello, returners. Big Fatty, I know what that means, and I know you're ready to return. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well, y'all. Today is travel day for Big Fatty and Poodle McNoodle. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, we have packed up the Ford Escape with all the crema loot, which I'll tell you about on tomorrow's little show. And y'all, we're on our way back to the Fat Cave. Y'all, we have survived the Mayan apocalypse and the 11-day visit to Hatlanta. Ready? I don't know how we survived that. But anyway, y'all, quite frankly, y'all, I'm recording this ahead of time. You know, I don't have the opportunity to recode once I arrive at the Hats, unless they decide they're going to go to church or something like that, or they need to run out and run to the emergency room at the Hats. Big Fatty, don't say things like that. But anyway, I thought, well, you know, I don't really have anything I can report on the trip, so maybe I'll just go and try to catch up on a lot of those sensei that came in over the summer, because, you know, y'all, the year's almost up, and, y'all, there's no way in hell. There's no way in hell I'm going to get them all read before the year runs out. And, y'all, you know, and I have said this before, that the very final sensei that I am going to read will be that of everyone's favorite Faroe Island resident. That would be Miss Kim Beaver. And so, y'all, when you hear me read Miss Beaver's census, then, y'all, it will be a moment for us all to celebrate. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Y'all, it'll be a moment for us all. Big Fatty. But, y'all, before we get to the census, y'all, we have got something very special we've got to do. Yes, Big Fatty, get on it. Dear Gussie, y'all, today, Thursday the 27th of December, y'all, is a very special exiting of the birth canal. Y'all, it is for the Spambassador of the BFO, and y'all, he is also one of the co-hosts over there at the Pink Wingnuts Garage. Y'all, by the way, you heard at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that Faye Driver? He was talking about Big Fatty and the census, and since today it's one of his co-hosts' celebration of exiting, I thought that was the perfect opening. Big Fatty, don't talk about Faye Driver's opening that's just vulgar. But anyway, y'all send out a big old twitty exiting of the birth canal greeting to the one and only Laughing Buddha. Y'all, that's Mark up there in the St. Paul. And y'all, he's just a delightful, just delightful. Big Fatty met him 2 years ago at the Parade 48. And Mark, I hope you come back. And but y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. I wouldn't want to be up there in the where Mark lives, because y'all, it's just called Big Fatty. Now, do you think that means they'll have ice cream cake? Yeah, I gotta see, y'all, we've got quite a stack of these still here on the computer. Plus, there's still some back at the Fat Cave that are in envelopes I hadn't opened. Y'all, our first one is from Peter Potamus, Apollonius. But, y'all, he's, you know, this since I may be invalid because, you know, he has a new name now, Apollui. Big Fatty, you gave him that name. Y'all, he lives in the only time zone that matters. He's a listener. He's been listening to the BFO for an eternity. Yes, Big Fatty, that's what it feels like. Do you know how to unsubscribe? Yes, but from only from other little shows. When did you exit the birth canal? May 1981. How much bacon do you eat each month? A half a pound. What's your favorite BFO episode? The BFO and Vera Yo Yo Yo. Natacast series. Favorite BFO segment? Axe Big Fatty. Other than bodily noises, what do you wish you could change on the BFO? More gays. You are just so lovely with other people in the room. Big Fatty, he's trying to get on your good side. Have you ever called the voice letter number? Yes, and will again. Well, get on it, Peter. Get on it, Apollui. Have you ever visited the surface of the sun? He says, I tried, but no. Have you ever participated in a puppet show? I watch Big Fatty. That's lovely. Describe the last time you shat your pants. I ate some bad pineapple. Y'all, I think I've read this one. I ate some bad pineapple before, and before what? Before a 4-hour. Car trip, that's it. I was puking out the door of the car and a little snuck out the back door. Big Fatty, you have read this. This sounds familiar. I also slammed the car door against a guardrail. Big Fatty, now would you please not read his again? That's just, it's lovely. It's a lovely sensei, but anyway, Apollui, thank you. Thank you so much. It was just lovely. Y'all, our next one is from the person you heard at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, that's the Faye Driver. And y'all, he is from Mexico. He's a listener, listening since day one. He does not know how to unsubscribe. He exited the birth canal March the 4th, 1967. Is that right? I thought the Faye Driver was much older than... Bae, Fatty, you're just going to get in trouble. How much bacon do you eat each month? 15 to 20 pounds. Bae, Fatty, it says rashes. Okay, evidently the Faye Driver has a rash. What's your favorite episode? Number 802, Sexually Abused by BF. Bae, Fatty, you're going to have to go back and listen to that. Yo, that was an ass long time ago. How do you remember that one, Faye? It must have been about you, Big Fatty. What's your favorite BFO segment? Kathy Bacon voice letters. Big Fatty, that's a first. other than, and you know, y'all, Miss Bacon enjoys a good tongue lashing from the Faye Driver. We learned that earlier. Other than bodily noises, what do you wish you could change on the BFO? More Poodle McNoodle. Big Fatty, I just love the Faye Driver. He's just perfect. Have you ever called the voice letter number? Yes, and will again. Y'all, he just called the other day and told Big Fatty he got himself in trouble. In fact, that was yesterday's little show. Have you ever visited the surface of the sun? No. Have you ever participated in a puppet show? No. Describe the last time you shat your pants. Big Freddy, it was this morning while he was listening to us on the BFO. That's lovely. Faye Driver, thank goodness you didn't do it in one of your cars. And y'all, speaking of cars, our next one is from Gah out there in the Denvers. This is Gah in Denver, and that's short for Garland, as in Juby. Yes, Big Freddy, click your heels together. He lives elsewhere in the USA. He's a listener and a semi-lurker. Been listening for 2 years, but it seems like 200. Big Freddy, everybody feels that way. Do you know how to unsubscribe? No. Can you really? When did you exit the birth canal? He exited on May the 1st, 1965, and he made sure Big Fatty understood it was May the 1st instead of that weird backwards numbering like they do up there in the Mexico. How much bacon do you eat each month? Not nearly enough, because, y'all, I didn't know this. This was Year of the Pig. Big Fatty, who knew it was the Year of Big Fatty? What is your favorite BFO episode? 20 Minutes of Silence. Big Freddy, he's being ugly now. What is your favorite BFO segment? Axe Big Freddy. Other than bodily noises, what do you wish you could change? More vulgarness. More info on the horror. Big Freddy, it sounds like that had him. He wants to hear more about that, too. Probably that Faye Driver, too. Have you ever called the voice letter number? Yes, and will again. Get on it, Garland. Have you ever visited the surface of the sun? Maybe in a past life as a paper mache mask. Big Freddy, that's vulgar. Have you ever participated in a puppet show? Yes, 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 yes. But God, I had no idea. Had no idea. Maybe you need to get in touch with KC in Denver. Because, you know, he enjoys... never mind. Y'all, describe the last time you shat your pants. Vulgar, thank you for calling. Big Freddy, he didn't answer it. He must have done it recently. Well, Garland, thank you so much for that. Y'all, the Georgia Glamazon here in the Hatlanta, I believe. You know, the Georgia Glamazon and Big Fatty share a lot of crema memories when it comes to growing up and in the Hatlanta area. Y'all, she lives in the only time zone that natter. She's a semi-lurker. How long's it been? How long you been listening? Since God was a boy and the little fatty cash roamed the earth. Big Fatty, she goes way back. Do you know how to unsubscribe? Yes, but from other little shows. When did you exit the birth canal? March the 13th in the same year as Big Fatty. How much bacon do you eat each month? More than my share. Big Fatty, she's probably eating part of your share. No, she's not eating my share. What's your favorite BFO episode? The last one I listened to. Big Fatty, that is just lovely. What's your favorite BFO segment? The gays. Yes, Big Fatty, everybody likes the gays. Other than bodily noises, what do you wish you could change on the BFO? I'd love it to be twice as long. Oh, is that so that when you put it on double speed, it would be 20 minutes? Big Freddy! Have you ever called the voice letter number? Yes, and will again. Get on it, Glamazon. Visited the surface of the sun? No. Participated in a puppet show? No. Describe the last time you shat your pants. I'll leave that to the professionals. Big Freddy, she shats her pants professionally, evidently. Dear Gussie McMussie. Y'all, our next one is from Terry. From Terry up there in the Chicago's. You know, I'm not sure which of his places he filled this out. Anyway, we'll try to figure that out as we read his sensei. Y'all, he is it's from Terry and the Chicago's, or T. Wiggles. He lives elsewhere in the USA. It says here Chicago in the time zone that really matters. Big Freddy, he's confused. Describe yourself, tall, dark, and handsome. Listener. Big Freddy, he really is confused or delusional. How long have you been listening? Assuming a bit here, but I have been happily listening for about 4 years now. I'm pretty sure that's right. But I apparently drink more than Gooch and I'm old. Yes! Do you know how to unsubscribe? Yes, I do it weekly, but keep coming back for some reason. When did you exit the birth canal? February 8th, 1977. Really? Big Fatty, you almost graduated from college when he exited the birth canal. Yes. How much bacon do you eat each month? Never enough. That is the perfect answer, y'all. Never enough. What's your favorite episode? Anyone when Onetta is on a conscience. Big Freddy is absolutely confused. What's your favorite segment? Ruby? Big Freddy, you're confused now. Movie recommendation time featuring Gooch. Big Freddy, he's drunk. He filled it out drunk. Other than bodily functions, what would you love to change? Nothing. Love it. Whatever happened to meh? Well, it's still here. It's on every episode. It's meh. Right there at the very end. Have you ever called? I don't think so. We'll get on it. T. Wiggles, I know that Dicker has called and you've hollered from the background. Have you ever visited the surface sun? Yes, but I didn't see the diamond-encrusted mobile mansion. Oh, it's too soon. Too soon. Oh, dear, I gotta say too soon. Participated in a puppet show? No, it scares me. And the last time you shot yourself? Well, it happens so often. Let me see. It must have been the last time I ate the mayonnaise. Yes, Big Freddy, that's it. Love it. Thank you for calling. XOXO, meh. Well, thank you very much, T. Wiggles. Even though I really do think you were drunk when you filled that out. Y'all, we've got another Hatlanta census to do here. Y'all, it's Termly Single Tim and the baby's arm. I don't know if he has filled it out for the baby's arm or not, but anyway. Y'all, he lives in the only time zone that matters. He's a listener, a lurker, and a semi-lurker. Big Freddy, he's multi-talented. He's been listening since the ruined beginning. He knows how to only unsubscribe from other little shows. He exited the birth canal. Ooh, y'all, that was coffee. On November the 25th, how much bacon do you eat each month? I don't know what that says. I don't know what that says. 6 pounds? I don't know. A pound? Tim, I can't read what you got on there. But anyway, no, I'm sorry. It says a lot. Big Freddy, put on your spectacles. What's your favorite BFO episode? The gays that I was on. Of course, y'all. It's very, very self-serving. Very self-serving. What's your favorite BFO segment? Memory Lane Music. Big Freddy, you hadn't done that in a long time. Y'all, we will have to bring that back in 2013. Other than bodily functions, what would you change? Well, that was my suggestion, but since you are so good with what? With computers, how about a technology segment? Big Fan, it's a lovely idea. Nobody else does those. Have you ever called the voice letter number? Yes. Visited Walnut Hills? No. Participated in a puppet show? No. Oh, dear, I got him. By the way, y'all, Terminally Single Tim, last time he shat his pants was at the dental the other day. Big Freddy, it was not. He said it was the last time he shat his pants. He was in diapers. Of course, it was adult diapers, but that's okay. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely Thursday. Big Fatty and Poodle are looking forward to getting back to the Fat Cave and just kind of getting back to normal. And, you know, so, y'all, there's something to be said for just having a little downtime. So, anyway, y'all, have a lovely day, and Big Fatty will talk to you tomorrow. Faye Driver, how do you think reading the census went today, huh?
Ruined.
Oh, well, I read yours. No wonder it was ruined.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.